Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm here with the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's go around the horn.
Rich, who plays Theo.
Hart plays Tuluga.
And Ryan, I play everyone else.
Well, that was fun.
What a doozy.
I know. Yeah. We got our what the hell is it called when it's a bunch of boats? Fleet?
A fleet? Yeah, you got a whole little fleet.
We got our Kuatoa / others fleet.
Yeah, it's like a pilgrimage.
We have 274 followers of Blee Blee.
Yeah. Yep. It's growing.
Yep. It is growing.
274 mm-hmm. Kuatoa. Can't be wrong.
Very excited to start up Arc 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that would be a full-on roleplay session of you guys just talking to the tons of people you have on your ship now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a doozy.
I like how you're already setting up our next adventure.
Oh, what's that?
Dozer went north.
Well, you know.
I know you're in this cave now, but I got something for you to do after.
I got to plant my little breadcrumbs. I got to give you guys some little plot hooks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to tell you two about, what is it, Brindini Village or whatever. Yeah.
In the dozy.
We got to definitely go over there when we can get out of the Underdark.
Mm-hmm. We got to find a way to break off and go kidnap that dude's brother.
Yeah.
Until, like, even though he's about to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, how would Dragonborn react to, like, members of their race who they don't particularly like fully destroying their village? I'm like, these guys are going to want to fucking kill that guy so fast. I have interesting Dragonborn lore. I don't know how much we'll get into it, depending on how you guys, you know, just continue torturing this guy.
Oh, I'm not going to kill him.
But, yeah, they
maim him a little.
Yeah, they're called the Azure Scale, the blue dragonborn that joined Krizik. They're kind of not really so liked amongst the red dragonborn, who are a much more like independent race of dragonborn, which is why, again, he called them a lapdog. not taking too kindly to it.
I like this hard line that dwarf put out there. He's like, they would never fucking help you.
Yeah.
That's no way.
Too. Yeah, because like Krizik, there's Krizik churches kind of like all over Aeona, so...
Whack.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they've been the primary religion for like, you know, 7 centuries now. So
not
like,
anymore.
Those days are numbered.
But it was. I like the idea that like, because Tidigal was such a mix of all these races. All the different races are reacting differently to this whole thing. They're all like having their own conflicts with what the fuck's happening, and like the wardens. It's like. They can't like blame the Kuatoa, but it's like, fuck, well, if we didn't have a village of fish people that made gods here, well, this might not have happened, but you know,
they were still living in the corpse of a robot.
Exactly. So it would have come eventually, but oh, fucking, when you fucking shot my guy with the arrow, that was so funny. I the idea of someone going to yell their like menacing line in a cave and then getting hit with an arrow is so funny to me.
I just figured if I had something that long to like I was able to shoot that far, I was just like, I'm just gonna do it just because I hate these guys. And my original plan, if Yarno had any more explosives, was to tinker with them and rig them around where the fleet was,
yeah,
well, like, yeah, dock, and basically yeah. When they got through, it would just explode by them, like kind of like a trip mine or anything like perfect. That was the idea, but since Yarno didn't have any of that, I was like, oh, I can't do anything. And then you were like, you see them as you're going away. I was like, there's got to be a chance that I can hit one of them.
Yeah, I forgot you had that longbow for when you started, like with your starting equipment.
Yep.
Because like, it was a gun.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't think you ever needed it the first couple of sessions. So no, it, like, yeah. Once you got a gun, it hasn't come up, obviously.
Yeah, because everything I think has been within like 30 to 60 feet of me. So I haven't needed that. I've used the crossbows and then the gun when I got it. So I was just like, do I have anything? And I thought I did, which, yeah, I had the longbow, so I was able to just... It was great that I rolled a 1 on the damage for a 3, because I was like, I never use this thing. It's probably not the greatest shot, but...
He's still dinged him. It's pretty
still got him.
I really like the idea of like all the other Kuatoa boats just being like, oh, they're torturing that guy. Let's all pull up and kind of see what's going on.
Were we really torturing him, though?
Well, inside baseball, I was like, guys, I know we want to torture the hell out of this guy, but it's a comedy show, so let's, you know, try to keep it fun as we can make torture without being weird about it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
uncomfortable bumps.
Yo, that was like, I'm like, yeah, that is the worst, most annoying torture. I hate that we do that in society, but it'd be really annoying if I were a dragonborn laying on a gooey boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think singing an incredibly annoying song for 4 hours and then force feeding someone deviled eggs is such bizarre torture. I dare anyone to get mad at that. It's so funny.
Well, spur of the moment, man. I got a flash of inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys got a lot of pretty juicy intel there.
I was really hoping that message spell would be two ways. He just hold his mouth open and yell me into too. His face.
So I rolled. He lied. He could have sent 25 words back, but
piece of shit.
It was the sending spell. That guy was like not giving you anything. That's like a full on. I mean, you guys will figure out obviously in the next episode. He's still alive for now, but he's really like, unless you guys use some kind of magic maybe to like get something out of him, it's you're gonna have to really put the screws. I don't think it's gonna be.
I have an idea.
These guys are pretty, you know, faithful to Krizik. But yeah, we'll see.
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
I don't like you guys just scrolling your spell lists uncomfortably. I don't care for that, but sure.
I want to drip acid onto him, into his open wounds.
Well, we can't go that far.
Can I do a callback to something I did earlier?
You want to engrave something in him?
No.
Oh.
Remember when I blended up that turnip?
You want to blend up the
just his hand,
but
just his hand.
Whatever. I'm gonna fucking kill him with my guy. So you know, you guys if do whatever we
do
you
the
want.
Rest of them. He can't talk. Maybe I just blend up one of the turnips in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and be like, see what I can do.
I will say for these very militant religious dragonborn, dying for Krizik is an honor. I don't think they're gonna really have a problem with it. But
hey, we gotta break his belief first.
You know,
if we convert him. And then the other dragons kill him. That counts, right?
It does.
I don't...
He goes to Bleebly heaven or hell.
You guys have made up this religion, literally, so I don't know what happens.
That's what happens.
Well, let's ask the Plope.
That's what happens. It counts.
Yeah, you guys like the Plope? I'm real proud of that one. Not going to lie to you.
I've been doing some real good world building lately, and Plope is right at the top of the list.
The Plope.
I'm the Plope.
Mm-hmm. Let's just feed him a bunch of bullshit about the heaven he goes to. If he converts.
Because
he's going to die.
My plan was to have him talk about all the good things Krizik has done and then systematically demolish them with what Bleebly has done.
I like it. You're going to like YouTube how much politics do we, debate this guy.
How much do we know about Krizik?
I mean, we don't know anything, so we could call bullshit.
Yeah, not a ton. I mean... It's one of those things where it's like another religion that you're not a part of, and their story is centuries old, so it might have changed a bit. But you guys just know that Krizik is the Lord of the Storm. There's a big storm over the Iron Scar. It is supposed to have saved everyone from the machines. It's probably honestly about the most you guys know. And now you guys know that his followers were like ram-headed tabards with like lightning bolts all over them. So
they like rams, they like lightning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They like Krizik.
Yeah.
That's what we just gotta break his belief, get him converted, and then he'll die as a believer of Bleebly, which then still counts.
Yeah.
If he dies as a believer, it still counts. But if he loses his faith at the end, it does.
Okay. So maybe just don't have Bleebly kill him.
Well, no, that'd be the highest honor.
Wait. We're giving him to the Dragonborn.
Yeah.
We're giving him to...
We aren't going to give him the highest honor.
Yeah, Jenry's going to get his hands on him.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Jenry.
Jenry. Yeah, I'm like, that guy's living because he's cool. I want him to be in this little group, but...
So agreeable.
He'd be so mad. like if I were... Because I was picturing what I would be. I'm like, if I were a jolly Dragonborn man with my big, fun dragon, and then my big dragon ran away, I'd be so sad. I'm like, this guy's going to be fucking pissed. Yeah, and I think it's cool to kind of see like Yarno's kind of like he's like weirdly like kind of high up in the status of the people of this village. It's like
as the junk shaman.
Yeah, like he's clearly like pulling a lot of weird strings, or was in Tidagol at some point. But yeah, he's got the respect of all the smiths.
He was hooking people up with ovens and stoves and stuff.
True. So. Yeah, he was giving all the Tidagol kids easy bakes for Christmas.
He's like the Maytag repair guy.
Yeah. So I love that you speak Draconic. It's been like very fun to have these like little sneaky side dragony talks.
Yeah. I get now. Does that mean I could come across a Minotaur?
We
gotta find a Minotaur.
I need to use this language.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I saw that you took Minotaur and they put him into our NPC in the next couple episodes.
Yes.
So if you don't listen to the top backs, you will not get this very fun little juicy tidbit. You're going to see a Minotaur soon.
Boy. I also have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Command is a combat spell really only?
No, I mean, mostly for combat, because it only lasts a round, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But,
so yeah. I wanted to command him to grovel and see if that would get him to, like, spill some beans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys can...
But all it says is that he falls prone.
Yeah, he'll just fall to his knees.
So I don't think...
Use a different single word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says approach, drop, flee, grovel, halt.
It also says in that description that it's up to the DM's discretion. You can add effort things, because I used it in our other campaign as Hank. To great effect.
You can also tell that I'm a huge fucking pushover because I'm letting a lot of wacky shit slide. So come up with a really good one word command. Yeah. Again, you guys are trying to pull a full conversion in like 57 minutes. So, you know.
Bust out that thesaurus. Mm. Convert. That's a single word.
Ask him a question. And then before he answers, command him truth.
Interesting. I'll let you. That's kind of like a sneaky way to do a zone of truth, but I like it. I like it.
I say you just yell convert at him. He has to do it.
Can I get a thesaurus real quick?
Yeah. But yeah, that was I had like a little bit more stuff if we had like taken more time to kind of navigate, but you guys, you don't like you got a whole fleet, so it's not like it's just on you guys to navigate here. It's like you're part of a bunch of boats moving through the dark.
We're not
here
gonna break off randomly.
Yeah,
and I mean, I assume
we can't see
a lot of the. Yeah, I can't. But I assume some of the other Kuotoa have made this voyage before, so at least they know exactly where they're going. So it's kind of like a group.
There were trade routes between Sloopledrip and you like that?
I love Sloopledrip.
Obviously, this section of this campaign is very inspired by Out of the Abyss, I believe, is the D&D campaign. And there is a Kuotoa village with a kind of similar name. So I was like, I'm going to go goofier. Well, I want the word drip in it.
Cobbler, relax.
Oh, yeah. Mark is holding a actual brick right now.
Cobblestone.
I went and grabbed a cobblestone.
We needed one. It's like a pet rock.
Yeah.
The mascot of the campaign.
Can't wait till he grows up.
It is also very funny to me that we're, 11 episodes in and you guys have fucking like 15 NPC buddies. It's like, it took you guys no time to adopt a bunch of dudes. There's just a little hodgepodge of fucking fellas.
Yeah. Bleebly's a god of the people. He doesn't discriminate.
Yeah. Not even people. Sometimes bricks.
Yeah.
I was very accepting of cobbler.
I can't believe you guys went and got the taqueria cart.
Well, I felt bad because I tacked it on at the end because I completely forgot.
You got a nat 20, man. I got to honor those. That's like, and once you said it, the visual of Glebnor like flying down a cavern with like a big taco stand smashing around in his fucking 8-foot tall belly was very funny. I couldn't say no.
Lucky for the luck check.
Yeah.
Because neither of us were smart enough to know if we put that in the bag of holding.
We'd have lost it all, including cobbler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I was like, I'm not there, so I can't like mention it. So I was like looking at both of you, waiting for one of you to say it. I was like, oh, God, they're going to put the bag in the bag.
Yeah. I knew, but we had to check.
Yeah, so we'll say it's like one of those like street vendor carts and
You
open it up. It's just a hole that goes to the other bag of holding, basically.
Perfect. Steam coming out of it for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys keep it as long as you don't start doing too wacky shit with it. That's
well, we're going to post it up wherever Mommy goes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let her handle it.
It's Taqueria.
I think we said at one point, you guys were like, can we pass Mommy and something through it?
Cobbler.
I
said Cobbler's going back and forth.
Does Cobbler have his own little adventures going?
I mean, unless we do a Cobbler one-shot adventure, I don't think so.
Didn't at one point you want him to stick his infected hand in?
Yeah, stick your infected hand in Mommy and he'll cure it up and pull it back out. Doesn't work that way.
Drawing a line. Free tacos? Funny. Access to a high-level healer whenever you need one? No.
I don't think so.
Not having it.
Yeah, we had to try.
No. That's fair.
Yeah. Next couple episodes are going to be pretty interesting. If you're a big fan of the Plumes, let me tell you, you are going to love Sloobledrip. Because it is...
Oh, boy.
It's like somehow a more turned up version of Tidacol.
Yes.
It's like... Because as strange as the, like, you know, the fish folk of Tidacol are, they're basically like fancy Kuotoa.
They're the fancy ones?
Yes. As surprising as that may be, the Kuotoa of the Underdark have maintained all of their eccentricities that is often associated with them.
Excellent.
Which you will all be finding out very soon.
Hope I blend in.
I get to meet my
meet my extended family.
Oh yeah,
my cousins.
Yep. Yeah, you got a cousin. You got an uncle.
What's my great uncle? Great Uncle Gump. Gulp.
Uncle Gulp.
Yeah, I really just like the idea of like Mean Gene being put in an uncomfortable position of like, oh, I don't want to go back to my shitty brother. Like,
hey, to be fair, he ruled the joint.
Yeah.
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood. Yeah, you plans. You're really built for success and greatness, it seems.
Conquest.
Born leaders.
Yeah.
Really?
So, you know, they took over Tidal.
At least one in, you know, your lineage, because PP ain't.
Poor
might skip a kid.
Bleagong.
Yeah, Bleagong, who went mad with power.
It's going to be the conquest paladin.
Yo, Bleagong should be a conquest paladin. That makes a lot of sense. I guess you could be like Oath of Vengeance or something. Yeah. Paladin Bleagong. It's canon, folks. Write it down. Also, what was it? Someone's probably going to clock me. I lost count of my sending spell. I don't know how many letters that or words that was. It's 25. I was trying to count. I got to around like 18. And my brain was like, okay, just keep doing little bits. Like I lost it. So, I mean, they were really just trying to like pathetically trying to convince you to turn around, which wasn't going to happen anyway, but
no fucking way.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right, gang. I think it's all I got for you until we see this thing next time. Mark, take us out.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe to our show. And we have social media.
Yeah.
Go on there. The link's in the description. So just click, click, click. We got a subreddit, all that fun stuff. Go there and argue. Argue about stuff.
We got fire memes now.
Yeah.
Fire.
Check the memes.
Yeah.
Memes. So anyways, thanks again. And as always... We lost the house! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.